sea level rise is accelerating. That's according to a major new report from federal climate scientists. The U.S. will experience about 1 foot of sea level rise in the next 30 years. Rebecca Hersher from NPR's climate team is here with more. Hey there.
Hey.
So 1 foot of sea level rise by 2050. I mean, it doesn't sound good, but it also doesn't sound quite cataclysmic. What would it actually mean for people who live on the coasts?
Yeah, I mean, 1 foot may not sound like a big number, but it definitely means a lot of ocean water in neighborhoods, you know, flooding roads, washing away beaches, undermining foundations of buildings, getting into sewers, getting into drinking water. To give you some context, 1 foot of sea level rise means that oceans will rise the same amount in the next 30 years as they rose in the previous 100 years. So that's what scientists are talking about when they say the pace of sea level rise is accelerating.
And this 1 foot, I assume that's a national average. Some places will see more water than others.
Yeah, and there are definitely hot spots. The water is rising fastest on the East Coast and the Gulf Coast. So the Gulf Coast will get about 1.5 feet of sea level rise in the next 30 years, according to this report. The East Coast will get a little over 1 foot. But sea level rise on the West Coast is slower than the national average, so about 6 inches higher by 2050. And for Hawaii and Caribbean territories, the pace is somewhere in between, so a little less than 1 foot of sea level rise.
Interesting. Why is it happening faster on the Atlantic side?
So the ocean is not like a bucket of water where you add some and then the level just rises uniformly throughout. So you're going to experience different things in different places. And there are two reasons for that. So first, certain ocean currents like the Gulf Stream push more water toward the coastline. So it depends which currents you live near. But the other one, which is really interesting, is that the land itself is moving. It's sinking specifically. And that can be for long-term geological reasons or because humans are pumping oil and gas and drinking water out from under the land and causing it to sink down. So that's happening on the Gulf Coast, for example.
It sounds like there's a lot of things going on here. How confident are scientists about these numbers?
This is where this report is really exciting. So scientists are really confident about these predictions for 2050. And that's because the science has come a long way. You know, if you want to accurately predict how much water will rise in the future, you need really sophisticated computer models and real-world measurements of what's actually happening, you know, like in harbors or on beaches. And the scientists I talked to about this report, they said it's really exciting because for the first time, all of that evidence is converging on this one number of about 1 foot of sea level rise for the U.S. in the next 30 years.
And that 30 years is not that long. If you or I'm just thinking, if we were to buy a house today, we might just be paying back the mortgage, paying it off finally in 30 years. How will this change American cities?
You know, this report doesn't weigh in on how cities and towns should change in the face of higher seas, but it definitely says there's a ticking clock, especially when it comes to new construction, right? So buildings and homes and roads that are being built right now and will need to withstand this extra foot or more of water. And it's important to point out, you know, right now, despite rising sea levels, more people are moving into the parts of coastal cities that are prone to flooding. It raises important questions like, should people be living there? How do we protect the people who do live there? Because the water is coming no matter what, you know. The sea level rise we're experiencing right now and for the next few decades, it is the result of oil and gas that we've already burned. And if we cut greenhouse gas emissions tomorrow, it would slow down sea level rise, but not until after 2050.
Got it. Rebecca Hersher from NPR's climate team. Thanks.
Thanks.